Moment for mission.
Last week we talked about alignment, and this morning as we come to the table, I want to talk about the fact that as we come together, this is what we do here, we call it communion. And communion is a group word. Communion means to share together, to come together. What I wrote on the tag here is something that I'd encourage you to take a sticky note, go get a sticky note, and write that on the sticky note and put it in the front of your Bible. Because when you read your Bible, you got to realize that almost the entire Bible, especially the New Testament, the stuff written to us in the New Testament, was written to we, not to me. And in our American culture, we have this tendency to make everything very, very individual and have it just speak to us. So when we read through the Bible and we read the word you, we say, oh, that's to me. But in almost all the New Testament, anytime you see the word you, it was written to we, not me. Because the whole concept right through, and you see it with Jesus talking to his disciples, and then you see it in the book of Acts and on, that the Christian life was envisioned and created and built as a group activity. We were meant to be together. We were meant to be a body. After all, what does the Bible say? You are the body of Christ. Now, when it says you are the body of Christ, it doesn't mean I'm the body of Christ and you're the body of Christ. It says, no, you are the body of Christ. We are saved into being the body of Christ. And so often we see our Christianity in terms of just us. But if you look at through the Bible and go and read even some of your favorite passages and read it as to we, not me. Think about the exhortations for prayer. Do you know what? When we pray, most of the time we think about prayer as just something that just I do. But actually, many of the exhortations to prayer was for the church to pray, but we don't tend to pray together much. Come on Wednesday night, you'll see. You'll be in a small group because we don't pray together much corporately, and yet that's how we're supposed to go. Corporate prayer, corporate giving, corporate accountability. There's so many different things. I've got this all written out on my phone, so I don't. Corporate worship. Here's another big one, corporate witness. So many times we feel very nervous about witnessing, and we all feel a sense of guilt. I should do better with witnessing. But part of the reason witnessing has gotten so hard for us is because we think of it as an individual sport. And yet, most of our witnessing is supposed to be done corporately. You say, how does that work? Well, I'll tell you how it works. Look around. This is an awesome group of people. There's a lot of neat opportunities to come together and be friends. Not just Sunday morning. We do it the most Sunday morning. And that's when most of us come together. But boy, even in this day and age, what's the big hot thing? To be part of community. And we offer community, but we can't offer community alone. We offer it corporately. And when we witness, we don't just, well, I'm going to go witness and try to share the gospel. What we can do is we can bring people in and say, hey, will you come to church with me, or come to this church activity with me, come to this activity with some of the rest of the church. And what do? You make friends. And then as you make friends and you become part of that community, what happens? I start liking being part of this community. I want to know more. And you become more part of the community. And what are you becoming more part of? The body of Christ. And that's how they come to salvation. And so as we come to communion, here's another thing. As we come to the table this morning, one of the big things, and especially if you were raised in a more conservative church like I was, one of the things that is a staple as far as communion, that as we come to the communion, we're supposed to examine ourselves, right? Examine ourselves. You know, that's supposed to be corporate too. Because communion, it's an act of corporate. It's an act of communion, of coming together. Which is why, and I've explained this before other times, that when it talks about if you're taking this in an unworthy manner, it's not, well, you've got some secret sin buried in the corner of your heart. I mean, that's important too. If you've got unconfessed sin, you should make that right with God. But when the scripture talked about an unworthy manner, what it meant was, are you not in fellowship? Are you holding unresolved issues with another member of the body? Because if you are, then you're not in communion and therefore are not worthy. It's not, are you holy enough? Because obviously none of us are holy. All of us are at best forgiven by the shed blood of Jesus. But are you okay? Have you taken care of your body issues? And if you haven't, it says take care of that before you do this. Because this is a corporate thing. As we go forward, one of the greatest things as Bean's Corner moves forward is how do we do that moving forward as a body? Because anything we do, whether it's Sunday morning worship or Wednesday night prayer meeting or youth group, witnessing, the church is not this event this morning. None of you came to church because we are the church. And God called us to be corporate and together. Because so put it in front of your Bible as you read your Bible this week. Remember this. This is to we, not me. And think about how that will change how you interact even as part of this body of Christ that meets here at Bean's Corner. Because we are the body of Christ. And that's why we take communion, to remember what Jesus did to bring us into reconciliation with him and with one another. Think about that the greatest witness of the church was supposed to be how we get along. The greatest witness of the church was supposed to be how we get along. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, that you love one another. This is how we reach the world, through our community. And as they watch our community, Jews and Greeks, slave and free, men and women, everyone coming together and being one, the world goes, wow. And all we have to do is watch our current political circumstances to know that such a unity should speak powerfully to our world. I'm going to ask Pete if he will share a prayer for the bread.
Thank you, God, for this diverse group you've brought together at Bean's Corner. We come this morning to celebrate your gift of salvation that you did on the cross. Give us opportunities to share that with our community, to share your love, and reach out. And we thank you again for that gift and the chance to come together as your church. We pray this now in your name. Amen.
Think about what Jesus did, what God did. He could have just come down and given us the information we need, and for too long, the American church has regarded salvation as something that was informational, meaning here's what you need to know. So we walk up to complete strangers and say, here's what you need to know. Here is the plan of salvation. And that's not terrible, but it's also not what God did. Jesus didn't come down and say, here's what you need to know. He came down and he said, I'm your friend. He came down and he hung out with sinners. In fact, what was the biggest dig against him? He's a friend of sinners. And when Jesus shared the gospel, it wasn't informational. It was relational. He said, come and know me. And so we as a church, how are we going to share? What we want to do is walk up and say, here's the information you need. You need to know Romans 3:23 and Romans 6:23 and Romans 8. What we really need to say is you need to know us. We love you. Come and know us. And then as Paul said to Timothy, and follow me as I follow Christ. Jesus said, this is my body. I've given it to you. He didn't just give it on the cross. He'd given it for 3 years previous. As he gave his life every day to know people, and he came to be Emmanuel, God with us. Let's eat this in remembrance of him. I'm going to ask Rick if you will pray for the cup.
Good morning, Father. We just want to just take a moment to just thank you for what you've accomplished in each of our lives. And Lord, as the choir sang, oh glorious day, what a day that will be when we stand in your presence, or when we fall in your presence, Lord. We just thank you that you are a God that gave us a way out, a God that loved us so much that you sent your Son to pay the ultimate price. Lord, forgive us for the things that we do that would discourage you, well, not so much discourage you, but that would make you realize that we need you more and more, Lord, and you know that we're sinners and saved by grace. I just pray that you be with us today as believers. Encourage us to stay faithful to you and just continue to work in our fellowship here at Beans Corner. We pray these things in your name. Amen.
Amen.